joining us live from Capitol Hill, as he does every week this same time. CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Scott, good afternoon. A busy week on the Hill. Let's start with January 6th. A lot of speculation about what the president-elect will do once he takes office with potential pardons of participants.
Yeah, Michelle, President-elect Trump is expected here at the U.S. Capitol in about an hour and a half to meet with Republican senators. But he made quite a splash yesterday when he was pressed on how many pardons he's going to issue to Capitol insurrectionists. And he said there'll be major pardons. And when pressed again as to his justification for pardoning those who were violent, who beat, maced, maimed police officers, he said it wasn't an insurrection because there were no guns at the Capitol that day, which runs counter to the facts of the case. The Department of Justice has been clear, Michelle. There were several guns, including one fired outside the Capitol that day, among other weapons used against law enforcement.
Right. I understand that confirmation hearings are likely to begin next week for nominees to the Trump administration.
It could be as early as Tuesday for Defense Department Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth, the Fox News host who's been kicking back against accusations that he abuses alcohol and has a sex misconduct in his past. He says those allegations are false, but there should be some pretty heated confirmation hearings before the Senate Armed Services Committee. And Trump's choice to be Health Secretary RFK Jr. is meeting with senators today here at the Capitol, likely answering questions about his statements and thoughts on vaccines, among other things. It's not clear where the votes are on these nominees. They could be smooth sailing, could be rough waters ahead, but it all begins next week.
And the Justice Department announcing it only intends to release part of Special Counsel Jack Smith's report on Mr. Trump for now.
Yeah, half of it, and it could come out as early as Friday, Michelle. You'll recall the special counsel investigated two different alleged crimes, efforts to overturn the 2020 election and the unlawful retention of classified records at Mar-a-Lago. They're not going to release the Mar-a-Lago report because there are still co-defendants whose cases have not been dropped, and they've been challenging the release of the report as prejudicial. But the 2020 election interference case is done. And Jack Smith is going to submit to the Attorney General his report, and the Attorney General can decide whether America gets to read it. That decision could come by the end of the week.
All right. And, of course, mourners approaching the Capitol to file past the casket of former President Jimmy Carter, who's lying in state. But I understand that there was a security issue there earlier today.
Yeah, at the checkpoints where so many of the visitors are coming through, a man or a woman was stopped with a machete and other knives and detained by police. You know, it happens every now and again. Somebody brings, you know, knives, even small swords, firearms to these checkpoints, and they get stopped there. Cause some alarm, though, with something as provocative as a machete. This service is going to go through midday tomorrow, the public viewing for Jimmy Carter. It's worth noting, Michelle, they actually have his casket on a wooden platform that was used in 1865 after the assassination of Abraham Lincoln for Lincoln's casket.
All right. CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Scott, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.